Normal People by Sally Rooney. I could go to Mr. Lyons for you if you want, says Marianne. I won't say you told me anything, I'll just say I noticed it myself.
Jesus, no, definitely not. Don't say anything about it to anyone, okay?
Okay, all right. He looks at her to confirm she's being serious and then nods. It's not your fault she acts like that with you, says Marianne. You're not doing anything wrong.
Quietly, he says, why does everyone else think I fancy her then?
Maybe because you blush a lot when she talks to you. But, you know, you blush at everything. You just have that complexion.
He gives a short, unhappy laugh. Thanks, he says.
Well, you do.
Yeah, I'm aware.
You're blushing now, actually, says Marianne.
He closes his eyes, pushes his tongue against the roof of his mouth. He can hear Marianne laughing.
Why do you have to be so harsh on people? He says. I'm not being harsh. I don't care if you're blushing. I won't tell anyone.
Just because you won't tell people doesn't mean you can say whatever you want.
Okay, she says. Sorry. He turns and looks out the window at the garden. Really, the garden is more like grounds. It includes a tennis court and a large stone statue in the shape of a woman. He looks out at the grounds and moves his face close to the cool breath of the glass. When people tell that story about Marianne washing her blouse in the sink, they act like it's just funny. But Connell thinks the real purpose of the story is something else. Marianne has never been with anyone at school. No one has ever seen her undressed. No one even knows if she likes boys or girls. She won't tell anyone. People resent that about her, and Connell thinks that's why they tell the story, as a way of gawking at something they're not allowed to see.